Sunday, 4th of May, is an absolutely superb day in Cork. I've come back from Japan to discover that Ireland is basking in blue skies, continuous sunshine, and a lovely cooling breeze. I've no idea what happened while I was away in Japan, except that I have a vague memory of discovering that the first week while we were in Japan, it was pouring rain in Ireland. But certainly the last 10 days, based on report from Mike, the man who looks after Louis while we're away, his report said that it's been fabulous. And he did send a few photographs of dogs lying in the sunshine. He looks after several dogs and has a field out the back and a number of other great things. Terrific guy. I've stopped recommending him to other people on the grounds that there won't be space for Louis to go when we want him to go. But sitting here eating my old type of breakfast, the old breakfast, the one that I didn't have in Japan, which consists of muesli and blueberries and all those small little tiny red seeds, the name which has gone out of my head. Yuck. And with an apple here beside me that I intend to cut up and put into the breakfast cereal with all of that in front of me. And thinking, right, I'm not having any more tea. I'm going on to coffee now in a minute. I have had the pleasure of listening to a podcast episode by Simon Toon. It is his second episode during the month of May. Nothing is more likely to hook my attention than reference to the old days when Simon and I used to listen to each other's podcast episodes all the time. And now I'm got a role which I volunteered for, which is to be his accountability buddy, to have some positive influence on his intention to do a walk every day. I didn't think that I was doing this job very well, and I thought, well, I'll just be faded out of that role. But Simon says that I'm doing some good, so I'm continuing to be his accountability buddy. The beginning of May is full with resonances of, oh, this is the beginning of summer, this is fantastic new start, whatever it is, winter is going behind us, growth is going to be expanding exponentially. I cut the grass yesterday. It had grown nicely while we were away in Japan, but anyway, the grass is another story. It just is a bit of a field. Poetry. I have got a job to do, which is to pull together in one place so I can look at them all at more or less all at the same time. The poems that I wrote on the journey up to Dublin Airport on the coach, the poems I wrote in Japan, and the poem I wrote on the coach back from Dublin down to Cork, which was really an adaptation or a massive edit of a poem I wrote very quickly in the Holocaust, no, not the Holocaust, excuse me, in the Hiroshima Museum of, well, the Hiroshima atomic bomb that the Americans dropped over Hiroshima. I think it was called the Peace Memorial, well, whatever it is, I'll talk about that on another occasion. I found it difficult to talk about it after I came out. I'm not going to start now, says he, trying to prop up his resolution not to drift into talking about Hiroshima. But what I will say is that if you ever do go to Japan, do go to Hiroshima. If you want in some way to honour those who died. So there we are, back to Cork, back into a new life, one influenced by the experience of Japan. We'll see what happens. And now it gives me great pleasure to pass back to the studio.